Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Guilty of involuntary manslaughter. That's the verdict reached by a New Mexico jury in the trial of Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer.
I'm going to remand you, and the reason why I'm going to remand you is you are now convicted. And so, and this is a death. It's a criminal negligence, but it's still a death.
Gutierrez Reed was the armorer on the set of the movie Rust. She was charged in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee is asking Hunter Biden and his former business associates to appear at a March 20th hearing as it continues an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. A missile attack by Houthi rebels killed three crew members on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden and forced the survivors to abandon the vessel. North Korean state media is reporting leader Kim Jong-un is calling for greater warfighting capabilities against the U.S. and South Korea. This is ABC News. Louisiana is experiencing a crawfish shortage due to drought, heat, saltwater intrusion, and a hard winter freeze. So Governor Jeff Landry has issued a disaster declaration. Investigators reveal new details on last week's active shooter at a dentist office in El Cajon, California.
28-year-old dentist Dr. Benjamin Haroni was murdered by one of his patients who was unhappy with dental work. 29-year-old Muhammad Abdul Karim allegedly walked into Smile Plus Dentistry last week and fired 23 rounds, killing Dr. Haroni and injuring two other victims. Dr. Haroni's parents want justice, his dad telling ABC News affiliate KGTV.
It's been hell. I cannot stop thinking about it.
Abdul Karim was arrested last week and is facing murder charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FDA is warning that ground cinnamon sold at discount retailers may be contaminated with high levels of lead. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here since January is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads. Actually, like you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2-ranked UConn in Milwaukee on senior night. The Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Rhys Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
That's Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. More clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a brief sprinkle or shower, highs all the way up into the low 50s. Again, a slight shower chance on Friday, mostly cloudy in low 40s. Partly cloudy and warming into the weekend, mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Right now it's 45.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, Dr. Jeanette Kowalik, former City of Milwaukee Health Department Commissioner, talking about women in government.
The Maggie Dawn Show, afternoons from 2 till 4. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting state live from downtown Green Bay at WGBW. That was fun. I always like having new guests on the show. I had never met Jay Finnerty, but he was fun to talk to. And I'm kind of behind on my hoops. Conrad, are you following all the college basketball this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a perfect tournament bracket, but, you know, it's never going to happen. But
not with that attitude.
I think just spending time actually looking at stats and stuff could help me a little bit.
Okay. I do the bracket. I don't even know who. I just.
Whatever like, team's name yeah, sounds cooler.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, they used to be good. Maybe I'll vote for them.
I always used to do the Wisconsin thing. It's just like, oh, the Badgers are in this year. They're going all the way. They're winning.
Just because you want someone to cheer for. That's, exactly. That's what I do too. Yeah, exactly. Tonight's question is, do you have a film or a song that transports you back to a time in your life? We have some great texts so far. Keep those texts coming, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app. We are on statewide, so just click on any station, and there's a little text icon, and you can let us know what takes you back, what film or song. Got some texts here on the stream. Cartoon, Mr. Magoo. Well, that's interesting. Stacy says, Mr. Magoo takes her back. The childhood, I would assume. Jason says, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Jason. Christy Barlamet says, hi. She was just here. And I missed her text while she was here. Jason says, go Speed Racer. That might be an inside joke between he and Christy. But
that's a movie that reminds me of my childhood, though.
Right? Speed Racer?
Yeah.
Was it good?
When I was younger? Yeah. Okay. Rewatching it? No.
Yeah.
Rewatching it. That's why I don't watch rewatch movies that I really liked when I was younger, because they usually don't turn out as good as they were.
Yeah, it's sad when things don't hold up and you kind of want them to. I still got to read this again. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608. Mark from the Sack. I love that. He said three times Lady by the Commodores. Made him think of his college girlfriend, Brenda. From the 920, is this Civic Media? Yes, I guess I didn't have to read that. Mark, again, from the Sack. This is my call sign, as it were. It's interesting how some songs call us back. Other songs, other people of times and past. Some sweet, some bittersweet. That is absolutely true. And then from the 920, in 1978, I was 16. I went with my older sister and two older brothers to see the new movie Animal House at the Bay Theater in downtown Green Bay, up the street from you, now the Meyer Theater. I didn't know the Meyer Theater had a past previous to the Meyer Theater. That's interesting. All four of us never hung out together, especially with my sister, and it was the first time I was allowed to go to an R-rated movie by my parents that I didn't sneak into. Very devious texture here. Back then, there was little or no intel or ads about films before you stepped into the movie house.
The place was packed and the audience laughed wildly out loud throughout. I felt like I had just learned all about college life I'd not previously known. We still talk about it to this day, and it's one of the only movies I've gone back and watched more than once. That is Patrick from the 920. Patrick, that is a great narrative, my friend. Thank you for sharing that. It's interesting. I want to get Anya Esther's take on this too when she joins the show, because Animal House, did you see it, Conrad?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's just a great, funny movie.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's just more of comedy value to anything.
Okay. My son didn't love it. He liked it. He didn't love it. So I don't know if it's dated or if I just remember it differently. Conrad's dad chimed in from the 920. Steve says, whenever I hear a song by the Jackson 5, the Osmonds, or the Beatles, it brings back good memories with my brother and sisters back in the early 70s. Singing along to the songs with our babysitter. Oh, that's a great memory. This question is doing exactly what I wanted it to do tonight.
Definitely.
Transporting us all back. And now we have to find out if Anya Esther has a memory from a song or a movie. She's getting ready. Look at her, Conrad. Look at her in the stream. Anya, welcome.
Hi.
How are
you? Good to see you, Pete.
Good to see you,
too. I'm good. I'm good. I had the exact same connection issues that I had the last couple times I've tried getting on your show. My Wi-Fi does not want to receive your signals, Pete. Mm. I don't know what that's about, but I'm Conspiracy. On mobile data from my phone. So we will make do.
That totally works. Do you have a song, Anya, or a movie that takes you back to a time in your life, makes you nostalgic?
You know, I was sitting here listening to some of these great answers. And for me, I think I have so many because I tend to find a song and really like it and then listen to it on repeat, like daily, and then burn out of it. So there's moments, there'll be like little sets of songs. And this one's so specific, but there's one example. Broadway musician Joe Icons, that's his name, put out an album, and on it somewhere is a song called The Rules to Success. And it's like a really dark, it's very bright sounding, but it's really about how all of your business partners will eventually turn their backs on you, so you may as well just commit violent crimes. I don't know why it was suggested by Spotify. And it reminds me, I can see myself walking from my sophomore year of college math class to my film classes, which were sheer across UW-Milwaukee's campus. I don't know. That's the one that immediately came to mind for me. So weirdly specific. I know.
But when am I not
weirdly specific?
No, and listen, the details. And like in Patrick's story, going to the movie and his siblings together when they weren't ever really together and having that moment and that memory. I mean, movies and music provide background and background noise and soundtracks to our lives. And that's what's so beautiful about them. And I always tend to have like moments where there's something new in my life, whether it's I went to high school or college or moved to LA, moved back to Wisconsin, what songs were on the radio then. And it's just, it's so great when those songs come on and they can just take us back to those moments. I just love that. That's a great answer though.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you. And I'm happy to finally say, I've seen a movie since I saw you last.
Yes. I knew you had it in you.
I could do it. I can watch movies.
What did you see?
Well, you know, I'm here to talk about seeing U2. I got my Achtung Baby U2 shirt on that we picked up in Vegas. But we also, so we went to the Sphere to see U2, but I also dragged my partner to see the Darren Aronofsky film that he created for the Sphere. So I've seen a concert there, which used a lot of visual effects on the Sphere. And I've also seen now the film on the Sphere that uses non-film effects. Pete, I'll leave it up to you. What do you want to hear about first? Choose your own adventure.
Okay, let's go. Because I have a U2 story too. Let's go with the film first. Yes. And then we'll do the concert.
Perfect. So the film is called Postcard from Earth. It's made by Darren Aronofsky. You may know him of Black Swan is the one that always comes to mind for me, but I know he's done something more recent. Did he do He didn't do Babylon, did he? I can't think of it.
Let me Google him because I know his name. I just can't. I'm not.
Yeah.
Placing
and it. I'll preface this by saying that because of some interesting directorial decisions he made on the set of Black Swan, I am not the biggest Darren Aronofsky fan.
Okay.
With that in mind, the film Postcard from Earth, it's 50 minutes. It is a narrative, but it utilizes a lot of documentary style footage. Story in brief is essentially two humans from Earth. They got to go bring life to otherwise dead planets because, oops, we kind of killed Earth with all the polluting and stuff. But there's this postcard, a postcard from Earth. And it's all these wonderful images of life on Earth. It's nature, microscopic things made to be, of course, the size of this huge, huge dome that you're viewing it on. At one point, there's a praying mantis you see at about 40 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And while the narrative elements and they did some animation to make the narrative parts make sense, you know, they got to get a spaceship and fly off of Earth. Those parts are weaker, in my opinion.
Okay.
But the documentary footage, Pete, I was really hoping the whole film would be this. There's a point where an elephant walks up to the dome, and I really truly understand now what those French people felt when they saw that film of the train coming into the station, and they were like, Sacre bleu, it's going to run us over. I always thought, you know, I want to experience movie magic like that. I want to be afraid for my life, watching a movie like, oh my goodness. And I really, really, really was watching the documentary footage of Postcard from Earth. Those parts were movie magic. Incredible.
So the film was to go, like, to be hand in hand kind of with the concert. And it's a commentary on life on Earth.
Yes, not to go hand in hand with the concert. You have to remember the Sphere is its own independent venue. Think of it just like any other venue that can host both a movie showing and a concert. The movie was, however, made for the Sphere. It is in 18K wow. resolution. Like I said, it's 50 minutes long. It's a narrative, but it utilizes documentary footage. There is nowhere else on Earth that you can view this film, and it is the only screen on Earth made for this film. I imagine it might be like, I don't think I was alive when IMAX was invented, or I was young enough, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But imagine there being only one IMAX theater on Earth, or one planetarium style theater on Earth. That is this with the Sphere, because the Sphere goes beyond what any of these other planetariums or theaters are doing. It's really a custom bespoke experience. And it costs a custom bespoke price. I will say that it was about the cost of seeing a concert, this 50-minute film. Popcorn price hits you in the knees too. But I, as a film person, it was worth it for me. I'll say that.
Wow, that's a phenomenal review.
There you go.
And B, you sound like you have your memory right there. You're nostalgic for what you just experienced. That's so great.
You know, I actually am. Yeah, I miss Vegas a little bit. It's a little cold here now.
Yeah. I want to hear more about Vegas, and we'll pick it up with you, too. That's coming up next with Anya Esther, and I read more of your texts. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Matt Nair on air. Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. Got a few more texts here about our question tonight, which it is still, you still have time to get in on the fun. Do you have a film or song that transports you back to a time in your life? And just really fun answers tonight. This is Andrew from the 630. Andrew from Verona says, song is Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Movie, Big Lebowski, mostly brings back memories of my college roommates. We'd drink all night and either end the night singing to Journey or passed out on the couch watching Lebowski. I bet a lot of people have that memory. That's a great text, Andrew. Thank you. From the 262. I was at U2's last show. Anya, this one is for you. I was at U2's last show at the Sphere. It was fantastic. The band sounded great, and the Sphere is a marvel of lights, sound, and rumble seats. Also, there were several celebrities in attendance. Dave Grohl, Chris Martin, Adele, Jill Biden, and my favorite, Neil Finn, who did a long-distance collaboration from New Zealand with the band on Don't Dream It's Over. That's from John in Milwaukee. Boy, these texts are phenomenal tonight. And I got one more here, also from John in Milwaukee. I was, it's just a repeat.
It's the same, I think.
Yeah, that is, all right. So was that your experience, Anya?
Well, actually, I have to say that last text was so much my experience that I feel as though I was seated next to Mr. John from Milwaukee.
What are the odds of that?
Surely okay. There's no way. But he is right. He stole my thunder a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But he is right. There were an incredible number of celebrities. Adele was there. Of course, she's wrapping up her residency, I believe. Oh, don't quote me. I think she's at the Venetian or Caesars. No, Caesars. That's where she's at.
Oh, she
does
a
Weekends
contract
with Adele. She does.
Oh,
she does,
wow.
Weekends
okay.
with Adele. That's what it's called. She just comes in a Friday through Sunday. And of course, their last show was a Saturday night.
Oh,
so
wow.
She popped by.
Nice.
And Chris Martin was there on his birthday. Dave Grohl was there. I think Dave was actually in the suite seats right below where we were. So I was proximate, just above him, maybe.
Wow.
Joe Biden was there. So an incredible group of folks, and of course me just in the mix.
That is so great. Did they do Streets Have No Name? I'm assuming they did.
Yes, they did. It took me a second to remember. Yes, and I'm so glad that they did. I've been learning a lot about you two, and I want to hear what show you went to and what your experience was. Of course, my partner, John, is a huge U2 fan and had me watch. We chose to watch together the footage of the Zoo TV tour. And of course, there's a lot of references to that. And through that, I learned about U2's time in South America and what Streets Have No Name is about. And the woman seated next to us, she didn't speak a lot of English, but she knew every U2 lyric.
Oh,
and
nice.
When they performed The Streets Have No Name, which, you know, I don't quote me again, but it's somewhat about their time in these places where, of course, the streets don't have names. They're just roads that you know.
Right.
She was, I mean, real, and I mean this with love, not in like, oh my gosh, she was screaming these lyrics and gesturing to Bono. It was just her and him in there, really.
Oh my gosh.
And I have chills talking about it. It really was the most amazing experience.
That is really cool. So my story is, and I feel like I just told this recently, so I'll give you the abbreviated version, but a friend of mine came to my dorm room when I was a student at DePaul University. He says, "Hey, we got an extra ticket tonight for the concert." I go, "What are you going to see?" U2. This is the Joshua Tree album. I knew U2. Nice. I liked them, but I wasn't like, you know, insane about them. But he talked me into it. $20 was the ticket. So,
oh man,
I go to see them at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago. And it was nice. It was phenomenal because the song Pride in the Name of Love is about Martin Luther King. And when they play it live, it is like spiritual. It is so cool. And I came back just as the song was starting and there was this old black usher. He was jamming and dancing and I ended up high-fiving him and he gave me a big hug. He was just, it was the same thing. Like it was just him and U2. But that ended up being one of the most fun nights of my life because I had so much fun with my friends and the Bodines opened for them.
Nice.
And I had never heard of the Bodines.
Waukesha band?
Yeah, they had just won the Artist of the Year from Rolling Stone magazine, I think, and they're opening for U2. So I got to introduce to a band who I later got to know, the Bodines, and love them. And U2 is just, they're just U2. And they were a spectacle even back then. But the Sphere, I can't even imagine what you saw. They're a show.
I have some footage and some photos I'm happy to share. Of course, over radio, I'll try to describe it.
Yeah.
The only words that make sense is as soon as that Sphere turns on, you cease to know where that wall was anymore. You could be floating in space with flashing text. Of course, they did a great homage to their use of TV screens during the Zoo TV tour. And there's points where on the Sphere where text that seemed like a wall that was flat up against you will suddenly rush in towards your face. And again, like the elephant, like some of these other images in Darren Aronofsky's film, we were kind of sitting there gripping our seats like, whoa, they gave Bono the ability to hit back now. What's happening?
Oh, wow.
At one point, a wall of code begins to crawl up the Sphere and you're watching it go up and it simply does not stop. I can't think of what song has reference to Jacob's Ladder in it, but it was a great deal like you're just looking up and truly they have exited the Sphere somehow. This wall of code is rising up to space. And at one point, the Sphere disappears and we see the Las Vegas skyline as it would be, as though the Sphere were transparent. And then they proceed to demolish the strip in front of you, leaving only the desert as it was thousands of years ago.
Oh my
Pete,
gosh.
You gotta get out there, man. It's crazy. And the next band is the Grateful Dead. Our own Dr. Johnny Lupinacci of Busted Pencils has tickets. I'm very jealous. I cannot imagine what he's going to see. I wish there was a way to keep experiencing the U2 show, even though it's over, because it was just, oh my gosh, it's so good. I hope they release it in VR or something like this, because seeing is believing, man. And
that
it was
cool.
Magic.
Well, we did recently our favorite Super Bowl halftime show. They did the Super Bowl halftime show, I think in 2001 or 2002. And it was just, Streets Have No Name to me is like one of my favorite all time songs. And it's just, they're so much fun. Can I ask you how much the tickets were?
So I'll say it with this caveat. My partner is a longtime member of U2's fan club. And because of that, he was rewarded with first dibs at tickets. We did, before taxes, pay about $500 a seat.
Wow.
And I'll let you know. So we saw them Saturday. I also looked into getting tickets for Friday. I thought maybe some rush tickets. No way. General admission somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 the week of. And those suites I talked about that Adele and Dave Grohl were in start at $50,000. But you and your closest 27 friends can enjoy the Sphere with a partially blocked view of the screen. It's not worth it, guys. But our tickets were. Our tickets were.
Hey, can you hang for just a couple more minutes after the break?
I'd love to.
Oh, you're the best. This is working out so well because of what our question is tonight. So this is just perfect. So thank you. We'll be right back with more Anya Esther. Jorge Reyna coming up later to talk about Mad Unity, which takes place right after this show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Guilty of involuntary manslaughter. That's the verdict reached by a New Mexico jury in the trial of Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer.
I'm going to remand you, and the reason why I'm going to remand you is you are now convicted. And so, and this is a death. It's an, a criminal negligence, but it's still a death.
Gutierrez Reed was the armorer on the set of the movie Rust. She was charged in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee is asking Hunter Biden and his former business associates to appear at a March 20th hearing as it continues an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. A missile attack by Houthi rebels killed three